our normal programming. It's a thing we don't make a practice of doing. But if anybody's listening in at the moment who can telephone our head office, it's Zurich 542447, or perhaps telephone the Grand Hotel in Scheveninger. The Grand Hotel in Scheveninger. We don't know the telephone number, but the Grand... One moment, I might have the phone number here. No, it's the Grand Hotel in Scheveninger in Holland, spelled S-C-H-E-V-E-N-R. The telephone number is The Hague. The telephone number is The Hague, 514201. The telephone number is The Hague, 514201. And if you ask for a reverse charge call on the name of Mr. Baulier or Mr. Meister... The telephone number for you once more is The Hague, 514201. And if you ask for a reverse charge call on the account of Mr. Meister, or Mr. Baulier, or Mr. Tremaine, and would you explain to them, if they're not listening at the moment, that a tugboat has come alongside, an unauthorized tugboat, and I think they're intent on taking us away. But we're, the captain of the Mebo 2 has refused to only let everybody on board, but just allow one representative from the tugboat on board. And discussions are going on at the moment. So if Mr. Baulier or Mr. Meister or Mr. Tremaine are listening anywhere, perhaps they would come out and see us and try and clear the matter up. As it is, we're holding everybody on the other ship and not letting them aboard the Mebo, as we wish to continue broadcasting to you. And once more, we must apologize for interrupting our normal programs. But once more, the two telephone numbers for you to ring, if you could help us out on this occasion, and all you have to do is reverse charge call to The Hague, 514201, 514201, in the name of Mr. Meister or Mr. Baulier. Or if there's no reply from there, perhaps you could try a number in Zurich, 542447. That's 542447. And again, reverse the charges. It's 1:45. You're listening to Radio North Sea International. We must apologize once more for interrupting our normal programs with this message. But as you can appreciate, it's a rather distressing situation. But we will keep bringing programs to you until we're told otherwise. Back now to the music and the Spangles Muldoon Show.
She was young and low, so pretty, and her name was Tinkertoo. Was sitting in a tango, hoping never haggle, never, never, never will arrive. Gonna go to the other place, women only had a face, half my brand new wife. In the morning we were married, in the style of the Amazon boom. I just want to say the rest of my life with a girl named Tinkertoo. Send a little tag away from my heart, away to take me home. Be waiting out of the day, school by the way, when's about my way back home. But that's the sweetest thing I found, I saw a girl in a big canoe. She was young and so pretty, had a name was Tinkertoo. Dig it, 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 dig it,
all right. I believe that's very big in Holland right now. It's called Ticker Ticker 2, and I'll take the record off the turntable and tell you who it's by. It's by Dizzy Man's Band. How about that? I don't think I've ever heard the record before, but Michael Lindsay's going crazy for it, and I went up on deck to see what was going on, as usual, nosy spangles, and he put it on for me. Very kind of you. I hope you've got all those messages together. We still can't see anything coming out to help us, so get it together out there, and let's have some great big launch or something to come and help us. Anyway, onto a rebound sound this time at 12 and a half minutes away from 2 o'clock from Diana Ross and the Supremes, no matter what sign you are. Whatever sign you are, I'm a Librian, by the way, or Liberian, or Liberian. And I suppose stars do matter a little bit. I was listening to Mr. Cash the other day, and he seems to have it all sort of sewn up. It's rather a good program as well. Anyway, there it was from Diana Ross and the Supremes, and a rebound sound called No Matter What Sign You Are. And we have a few more details now for those people who might like to know. The tug is, in fact, called the Husky, and is now going round us in ever in decreasing circles. I think that's the right term. And we could still do with a bit of help, I feel. Here's Andy.
Well, the situation is where none of us are sure what's happening at the moment, but this certainly isn't an authorised tug, and we have no tugs. The Amiibo is in no need of a tug because we have perfectly good engines. So we're not exactly sure what is happening, but a tug is going by, and the captain, and also a small launch. The captain allowed one of the men aboard the ship, but he refused to let any more on board, which is his prerogative, and this is the way it's going to stay until we receive details or instructions from our head office. So once more, we'd like to make a call to our head office in Zurich, or if anybody's listening in our London office or in The Hague, perhaps you could try and get a message out to us on the shortwave link, or possibly you could come out here and abode yourselves. We await your instructions, and the captain is refusing to let anybody on board, only one representative from the ship. So we await your instructions at head office, and now, as per usual, back to the programmes.
Right, thanks very much. The next record, in fact, is by the Mamas and the Papas and called Monday Monday. Have you got that? Monday Monday. Rebound sound right now with a lot of meaning. 8.5 minutes away from 2, let's hope we make it till 2.
Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee that Monday evening. cannot take me.
Those are the Mamas and the Papas, sir, and that's called Monday Monday, 7 minutes now away from 2 o'clock, and we have to apologise to you for interrupting our normal programme schedule with these urgent messages, but as you can probably appreciate, something rather drastic has happened, or is they're trying to make something happen, which we won't stand for. We're refusing to allow anybody on this radio ship, and if you've just joined us, perhaps you'd like to be put in the picture that a tug has come alongside, along with a person by the name of Kees Manders, who apparently is a well-known figure in Holland, and he is trying to take the ship away. Our captain has only allowed him on board and nobody else, and that will remain that way. We're not going to let anybody else on board the ship, only Mr. Manders, to hear what he's got to say. But Radio North Sea International will stay broadcasting until we receive a definite order from our head office in Zurich. So if anybody is listening in Zurich or in London or in our office in The Hague in Scheveningen, perhaps they would like to do something, perhaps send a boat out, or perhaps try to make contact with us on the short wave. So we await your instructions, and we will stay on the air bringing music and, of course, bringing you up to the minute reports on exactly what is happening out here. Once more, a tug has came alongside about 20 minutes or 25 minutes to two with a small launch behind. On the launch was Mr. Kees Manders, who was at one time going to be a director of this radio station, and then it was decided that he would not be a director, and now he feels that through possibly breach of contract, I don't know, he wants to take the ship away. And Radio North Sea, the Mebo 2, is not going to be taken away, it's going to stay here. And our captain's refusing to let anybody on board except for Mr. Manders himself, and we await instructions from our head office. So till then, we'll carry on with the music and bring you up-to-the-minute reports of just exactly what is happening. But believe me, we'll stay with you for as long as possible. On to the music now, and the Four Tops with Reach Out, I'll Be There. There you go, the Four Tops, Reach Out, I'll Be There. 3.5 minutes now away from 4 o'clock.
What good are friends if you never call on them? Your best friend's station.
And here's Georgie Fame to take us up to the top of the hour, the Boulevard Time Check, and then end of the second hour, or third hour, should I say.
Help me make a stand. You just got to see me through love. night that I see you again.
That's Georgie Fame, though, and that's called Fire and Rain. And we've come to a unanimous decision out here that we shouldn't ask for our head office to make contact with us because there's very little we can do. All we can possibly do is ask them for help. And we hope that they will send out reinforcements to us because I think if it came to a fight, which we don't particularly want it to, we're hopelessly outnumbered. So let's hope that it all does get well soon. And, well, we look forward to hearing from our head office.